Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Hurry, come and listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions.
Who's
and now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Welcome to The Real McCoy Show. This is Shauna Stallworth, and we're excited that you're joining us on today. Boy, do we have an awesome show for you. And I want to welcome our callers, or thank you for listening, those callers who have already joined the show. I want you to stay tuned and invite your girlfriends or your guy friends from your cubicles, Facebook, and tweet it, because today's show is going to be talking about celebrate success, and we want to hear from you. That's right, those goals that you set for this year that you were able to accomplish, for your personal and your business life, we want to know about it so we can give you a great job well done. But before we do that, we're going to hear an awesome testimony from one of our members who's been Do It Girl several times for Woman Act now, and that's Miss Carla Jones. So I want you to listen in to her while you Facebook and tweet to your other friends about Celebrate Success today on Woman Act Now Radio.
Hello, Woman Act Now community. This is Carla. Well, hello, Coach Anna, and hello, Coach Shauna, and hello, Woman Act Now community. This is Carla Jones, and I am so excited to be a guest on the talk show for today. Unfortunately, I could not attend live because I'm actually attending a certification training in Jacksonville, Florida. But I wanted to send a recording so that you would receive my personal story. So to tell you a little bit about myself, I'm motivating, inspiring, and engaging, and I love people, and I'm concerned about people. And I'm very passionate about seeing people develop the gifts that they have in them, and to seeing people reach their full potential and destiny. What motivated me to join Woman Act Now is that I saw it as an opportunity to be involved with women that were like-minded, that had a desire to grow and reach their full potential, and it was headed by women of excellence. I had the opportunity to meet Coach Anna in Orlando, Florida at the Women's Empowerment Conference that was sponsored and hosted by Dr. Rita Twigg and Sister Andrea Bailey. And when I met her, I automatically knew that this was someone that I had to be in their life and that I had to be in theirs as well. And I saw it as an organization that was headed by women of excellence. And it was also, to me, a blessing and an answer to prayer, because I had been looking into coaching, and it was not in my price range, and I could not afford it. And now here was this wonderful opportunity to receive affordable coaching, to be involved in a Christian network that was headed by women of wisdom and excellence, and that were serious about helping people attain their purpose, destiny, and dreams. And so that was just wonderful. Now, the membership has affected my life in many ways. I have had the opportunity to network with some wonderful women of God, women of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, women who love people just like I do, women that are passionate about ministry just like I am, and we have made some divine connections, and it is just wonderful and phenomenal. And also, it has also affected me because I had the opportunity to get some wonderful information on the website. There are so many treasures in that chest, and I just love it. And the Woman Act Now principle that has impacted me the most is the one that says that I am a woman of an excellent spirit. It is my right and my essence, and I seek improvement continuously. And that defines me as an individual even prior to joining Woman Act Now. That is the essence of my makeup. That is how I was created. I believe in doing everything in excellence, whether it be on the job, in my home, in my duties and responsibilities to nursing home ministry, with the work I do with women's ministry. No matter what it is, I feel that everything that we do should always be done in excellence, because we were created in excellence. And the least we can do is do it in excellence, because that's the way that we were created. We were designed for excellence and created for excellence. And my future goals and dreams is the desire one day to be in ministry full-time, to be a professional speaker and training development professional to both the church community as well as the business community. And so I'm very excited about that, and I am confident that I will obtain that goal and dream. What I would say to a potential Woman Act Now member about this opportunity is that this is fantastic, phenomenal, and awesome. And that if you are serious about your personal and professional development, then this organization is definitely for you. If you are serious about executing your dreams and your goals and being held accountable for those dreams and goals, then this is a wonderful opportunity for you. If you desire to connect with wonderful women of God who are serious about seeing you reach your full potential, then this organization is for you. If you're not ready to be held accountable, and if you're not serious about attaining your goals, then this is not the organization for you. Because while you are loved and appreciated, you will be held accountable to accomplishing the goals that you said that you want to achieve. So that's my story, and I am sticking to it. It's been a pleasure to be on today's broadcast. God bless you all, and enjoy the broadcast today. Well, hello.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy. Today's message, detours.
Did you know that life's detours can sometimes save you time? It's true. They can introduce you to new opportunities while still getting you to your intended destination. Consider choosing to take the detour and change the way you see the route. Be open, be curious, and be expectant. So just be mindful of today's journey and try hard not to be frustrated or discouraged by any delays, but rather view them as unintentional treasures.
Power up with Coach Anna McCoy.
Brought to you by the world's largest DoubleTree Resort Spa and Hotel on International Drive in Orlando. Plan a conference or bring your family to relax and enjoy a place where you are celebrated and accommodated. African American owned, DoubleTree Resort and Spa, International Drive, Orlando, Florida. Visit DoubleTreeOrlandoIDrive.com. Call 407-352-1100.
Welcome you back to Woman Act Now Radio. We're excited again that you're joining us on today. We want to welcome all of our guests who are joining us. We're excited that you're here, because today we're going to be talking about celebrate success. We've had a lot of success stories here at Woman Act Now. We talked about a few of them over the course of this month, actually. We talked about one of our members, actually, Miss Deola Davis. She had a vision or dreaming a vision at what we call the See the Dream Weekend. It's our yearly planning meeting every year. And she came to that meeting last year with a dream and a vision in her heart. And she was able to accomplish that this year. Coach Anna and myself and several other of the WAN ladies were able to actually join her as her dream was coming alive. And that was at a 2011 Empowerment Conference that she hosted in St. Louis, and it was just so awesome. And so we celebrated with her, and then one of our other WAN sisters, Roz, shared some things concerning her God's priority system that she was able to celebrate, as well as with her marriage, she set some goals that she celebrated with us. And then on last night, or on Tuesday, one of our members and our faithful listeners, Ms. Margie Stewart, shared with me that one of her goals for this year was to read the entire Bible by the end of the year. And she wanted to do it by December the 31st. Well, she actually did it prior to December the 31st because on Tuesday's call she was finished. So we have quite a few success stories, and we just want to, I'm going to welcome our master coach and our host to the show on today, and then we'll take some calls from our listeners to hear from you, your success stories, so we can celebrate you as well. So welcome to the show on today, Coach Anna.
Well, thank you very much, Ms. Shauna. I'm excited. Again, this is Celebrate Success, and the whole purpose of the show is really to hear from our callers, to hear from those listeners, and tell us one thing that you feel that you are successful at this year. And or that you've been successful. And we just want to really take an opportunity to celebrate our favorite listeners.
Yes, we do.
Yes, yes. So that's what this call is about. You know, Shauna, what I've been thinking about this entire month has been about the power of success.
Yes.
And we have been learning some incredible things about success. Last week's show, we want to encourage you to download that and listen to it at your leisure, was The Power to Persist.
Yes.
And then I heard the prayer this morning and some of the comments that I heard from the women and what they received from that prayer is really our ability to persist and remain with God throughout what we're trying to accomplish, you know. And some of us, you know, I want to remind you, you might be listening to the program today and maybe you don't feel so successful right now at this moment. Maybe you've experienced a downsizing. You're really in a very tough place. Your family is in need. But even with that, I want to encourage you to think about your successes. And what's so awesome about it is why this program is necessary. It is what we call those touchstones.
Yes.
As we begin to touch what individuals are doing in our lives, as we remember what we've been able to achieve, it is going to be so impactful for you to create a touchstone. And that touchstone, we call it setting up a place of remembrance so that you can remember God's goodness. And, you know, our coach, Coach Hollingsworth, he teaches a principle called hope to a thing. And hope to a thing really is believing God for the thing you desire. It is your ability really to walk through faith, walk through faith in your life, and that if you believe that God is the source of hope and he pours a hope into us, and that's where all of us, no matter what situation you might be in today, no matter what condition you may be experiencing today, we want to encourage you that you still have something to celebrate because it is in that celebration that is so necessary for you to be able to pay attention that you can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to encourage individuals to call in today and let's talk a little bit about your good success.
Yes.
So, Shauna, I'm going to start with you. What's a touchstone? Let's call it a touchstone, celebrating those touchstones, because in your future, you're going to need to remember this moment that either God did it for you or you were able to do something that you set out to do, because it's going to help you and give you the strength and the courage to continue to move forward in your future.
Mm-hmm.
So what's one of those touchstones that you want to acknowledge?
Well, I have two. Can I share both of them?
Oh, yes.
The first one is I recorded my first music video this year. And I was so excited about that, primarily because I didn't feel like I had the financial ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was spoken to me that it said, "Hey, Shauna, I think you need to do this," a good friend of mine said, "Shauna, I think you need to do this," and I said, "Okay." And I just started putting things in motion. And I talked to my husband about it, and he had a relationship that as soon as we talked to him, he said, "We will do it."
Mm.
They had all the equipment. They had the people, the team,
to come to where I wanted to do it. I did it in my home in East Texas, which was beautiful for me because I was with my family at my father's church there.
Yes.
And the support that I got just from that one, Shauna, you need to do this, and me acting on it now, the support that I received to actually accomplish it, that was beautiful for me.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
As I had, go ahead.
It was pretty awesome in the sense that when I think about how you were able to navigate your way to bring all of the pieces together, and then, you know, of course, I had to throw in my two bits, you know, because I got dreams and visions for your life. And even for that to work out, I think that that's one of the indications that you are moving in the right space, or you're moving in the right direction for those types of things to happen consistently in your life, that God begins to bring all the pieces together. I always talk about the power of wisdom is being able to look back over your life and see that you've made decisions and choices that bring the pieces of your life together, whether it's a project, whether it's relationships, whatever the case may be. But I believe when you look back over this time of celebration, this touchstone, that first seed of hope, and that's what it was. It was a seed of hope. And people call it whatever they want to call it, but it is a seed of hope, a whisper from God to say, do this. Not because I've just never done it before, but do this. And because you responded to the whisper of hope. Now, once you do that, and if I'm going to take this because I know enough about this dream of yours coming to reality, I mean, not just what's amazing, not just that whisper of hope, but all the way to an opportunity this year that it was all about you and the gift that God has given you. So that would be the thing, but that's not even the completion of the thing, of the little whisper of hope. So you're still in the process of hope to a thing. And what's amazing is that along the pathway of hope to a thing, we call that a touchstone, where you remember, you reconnect, and you remember and you recognize that God had a part to play in this. You remember his goodness, and you keep going back to him, because when you remember his goodness, that's the part of that touchstone that lets you know that he will do it again. So when it's time to go to the next phase, you remember his goodness again. That when it was just a whisper of hope for you, that I'm going to do a music video, it turned out so much more than that. And it won't be the last time that you'll do it. In fact, it is the what I call the initial run, so that you could familiarize yourself with what God is going to do in your future. And so as we began to look at that hope to a thing, remember, God is the God of hope. And so as I'm walking you through this celebration, I'm going to teach you a principle as well. Okay? And so as God is the God of hope, he whispers to you, he whispers in your ear, and he says, do this. You respond to him with obedience. You take what we call, you allow God to pour the hope in you, to fill you with his hope. Now, at that point, when you have the hope, you just have hope. Okay, but hope not converted is hopelessness. I had a hope, but I'm hopeless because I can't do it. Do you see what I'm saying? I'm not able to convert it. So when you think about this, even the power to succeed, this is the principle, hope to a thing. Because God pours a hope into you, and you must be a person who will hear it and you will obey it. So when you hear it, at that moment you have to make a decision. Will you decide? That I'm going to move on it, because you just said, you know, he told me to do this video, and then I went to my husband, and he's like, oh, we're going to do this. What is that? We made a decision. I made a decision, because it's in that place. There's a gap between when you move in faith, when you move through hope to a thing. The first thing is you have hope. Then you have to believe. But before you get to believe, you have to make a decision about the hope that God has given you. The whisper, do this. You hadn't believed, but what moves you from hope to belief is a decision. Did you get that?
I did.
You got that, people? You know, I need to do a radio program when I'm broadcasting with a whiteboard.
That's right.
Okay? So that you could see what this experience, what I'm trying to, that's why I was looking for something to help me explain what I am talking about to those who are watching us, so that you can begin to see what I say.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly for my sidekick who's sitting in the studio with me, God is the God of hope.
Mm-hmm.
He pours a hope into you. His word said
mm-hmm.
he is the God of hope. Even he puts the hope of glory in you,
yes.
who is Jesus Christ. So we receive a hope for those who are watching us. See, this is how, this is God and this is us. He pours his hope into the heart of man.
Mm-hmm.
Then you receive hope. He has given us our hope of glory, which is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome when you walk with God, then you start to have the glory of God upon
yes.
you, which is the hope of Christ who is already in you.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, when God gives you a hope, if this hope is not converted,
yes.
then it becomes what we call hopelessness. And that's not where we want to live, because
yes.
we want to live in the place of what? Hope. Because from hope, before you can move to the thing you want in your life, what God has given you, you must make a decision to believe, in fact, that you received from the God of hope
yes.
the whisper that he's poured in your heart. You
yes.
see that, people? I know y'all can't see it if you're listening to me, but you can go back and watch the video. Okay, so from hope to belief, you must move to belief, but the only way you can get through the valley of execution
mm-hmm.
of conversion is that you must make a decision. And we heard, and we're going to open this call up because we want to hear your celebrations of success, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time, I want to just teach you a principle that I've learned from my mentor, Al Hollinsworth, Hope to a Thing.
Oh, yes.
Because that's what we're celebrating today
mm-hmm.
are the things that God has delivered in your life that you have been able to accomplish over this year that started from a whisper.
Mm-hmm.
Started from a whisper. Read the word. I'm going to read the word in 365 days. I can take anybody's idea
mm-hmm.
and put it in this flow chart of hope
mm-hmm.
to a thing. So from hope, we must make a decision in order to believe, because to move from hope to belief, we need to make the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in faith. Okay, so from faith,
yes.
from belief is one thing, but your belief must be converted
mm-hmm.
into,
yes, it must
watch
faith.
This, into motion.
Yes.
And when your belief is now motion, your belief in motion, you're now what? Walking in faith. You got it? Because faith is the substance
that's
of things. Whoa. Don't move too fast now. Because what? Faith is the substance that... Whoa. That was thunder, people.
That was him talking to us. Let's
do
something good.
I'm giving you some hope. So if you listen and watching, I know that was pretty funny. But anyway, thank goodness I'm filled with hope and not other words.
I'm telling you.
All right, going back to our moment right now. I tell you, we are not professionals. Because if we were, we'd been in a soundproof booth and we probably wouldn't have been scared as
right.
much. Okay, let's go back. Okay,
mm-hmm.
faith is what? Faith is
mm-hmm.
the substance
mm-hmm.
of what?
Things.
I want you to get
of the whisper.
I want you to get it, girl. I want you to get it if you're listening to me, and I know it's kind of hard. Y'all can just stay with me. It is what?
Substance.
Where does that substance come from? What is it? Faith is the substance
mm-hmm.
of things what?
Hope
for. But where is the substance coming from?
It's coming from God.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It is a hope that God puts into your life
mm-hmm.
that often will manifest in a thing, a material thing. What's in heaven,
mm-hmm.
thy kingdom come,
mm-hmm.
thy kingdom come upon
mm-hmm.
the earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the way he gives, what, girl,
mm-hmm.
you getting it right?
Mm-hmm.
The way he gives his kingdom is through his substance,
oh.
through the whisper, through hope, that it may manifest where? Upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you, if you are actually listening to us, I encourage you to watch us live on
Ustream. You can look up Woman Act Now, or you can go to the member page of Woman Act Now and begin to see what I'm saying. I know it's hard to see what I'm saying, but you can work with us. All right, so from hope, we make a decision. You have to make a decision. Most people don't move out of this valley because they heard a word, but yet they don't have the courage. They don't have the passion. They don't have the energy to take the risk to believe what God has said. See, but when you start to experience successes in your life, what happens, you start to have a touchstone. That means that is a place where you have already experienced the victory in your life. Mm-hmm. You have experienced the touch of God in your life. You experienced that the reward of your obedience mm-hmm. with God. So what we do, every time we get to one of these places, you made a decision mm-hmm. to believe what God said mm-hmm. about the whisper of hope. Mm-hmm. So now I made a decision, so I began to act on the decision. When I do that, when I touchstone, I am really saying that, God, I believe you can do it again.
Oh, yes.
I believe you can heal me because you healed my marriage. I believe that you can resurrect
mm-hmm.
my body. You can resurrect the dead
yes.
places in my life because you've done it before.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, God, that you can help me with this video
mm-hmm.
to deliver to you the substance
mm-hmm.
of the whisper that you have given me
mm-hmm.
because of what you've done before. I remember what you did for me
mm-hmm.
before, God. I remember, and I'm going to remember for you.
Yeah.
Okay? And for Shauna, I remember that God
mm-hmm.
gave her a gift. She
mm-hmm.
had to produce a CD.
Mm-hmm.
She started getting into the studio
mm-hmm.
to follow the whisper. So now you can remember, I produced that. It may not be in what you want it to be, but you know what?
Right.
You went through what? The motions. You had a hope.
Mm-hmm.
You made a decision to believe. You started putting your belief
in motion.
Mm-hmm. Your belief in motion leads, it nurtures, it fuels
mm-hmm.
your faith.
Oh, yes.
And this is where most of us get got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is where we fall off the wagon of great success in our lives, is because you managed to do all of these things. You started moving to this place
yes.
of faith. In the place of faith, you keep putting your belief in motion. I believe God told me to do what?
Mm-hmm.
To do this. But then at the same time, you start to forget what God has done.
Yes.
See, the conversion of hope to a belief, to faith, and then to things in your life must be driven and converted. Faith to things is converted by patience. Did you get that?
That's good.
From once you've reached that place of faith where you're putting your belief in motion, it leads you to being a person who operates by faith.
Say that again.
Okay? When you have, first of all, you've received the hope from God,
mm-hmm.
God in the valley or the conversion of hope to belief is a decision. Do you believe that
yes.
God told you to do this? Make a decision.
Wow.
If you believe it, when you make a decision, immediately you begin to put your belief in motion, which now puts you in a place of walking in what? Faith. But in between the space of faith, of doing all the things, of preparing
mm-hmm.
for it, of doing all of this,
mm-hmm.
going to the church, traveling down there,
mm-hmm.
getting all the team together,
mm-hmm.
you must have what? Patience.
Yes.
Patience for the thing to appear the way you believe God has said it is going to do. Many of us fail in this place of patience, and I'm going to show you how. If I were to take your example. For example, as you finished this process, you made a statement. You said, well, I need to do some, I don't know what you call it, I just need to do some additional filming. We've done the video,
mm-hmm.
but we want to add some additional pieces to it.
Mm-hmm.
And immediately I said, oh, I got a great place for you.
Mm-hmm.
Something I saw, and it would be just a great place and
yeah.
based on the description
mm-hmm.
you gave me. But if you were in too big of a hurry between
yeah.
faith and wanting the completion of
mm-hmm.
a thing, you may not have had the patience
yeah.
that was required for that particular
mm-hmm.
place
mm-hmm.
at that particular time
mm-hmm.
to manifest itself.
Mm-hmm.
See, because what? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence, because you're right here,
yes.
of things not seen.
Right.
And so I want to encourage you today is to keep hope alive in you. And the way you do that is you convert it to a decision that I will do something. As soon as you do that, you have to go back and touchstone and remember God's goodness. That's what touchstone really means.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what God has already done for you. Then on top of that, you start to develop a habit of praise, that because when you go back to remember God's goodness, we call that thanksgiving and praise. That I'm going to thank you for what you've already done, because I'm now in the middle of the whisper of the hope that you have given me to begin to move this thing to a thing. It is not yet manifested in my life yet, but I'm going to believe you, I'm going to praise you, I'm going to thank you for what you're already going to do and what you've already done. I'm going to do that consistently through the process, and if I do that, by the time I'm walking in faith, I will have developed a habit, a repetition, easy pleasure, often habit, because when you praise, when you thank him, it gives you the energy to continue to take the risk that you need to take in order to make those things that be not appear in your life. We call it goals. We call it GPSs. We call it missions. We call it vision. But at the end of the day, it is hope to a thing in your life. And you keep repeating the process over and over and over and over again until it becomes a habit, literally a habit of praise and remembering God's goodness. You know, in the Old Testament, God, when God would do something, he would tell them. He would say, build an altar here so that not you but your generations to come will remember my goodness. And that's the same concept as you're trying to move from one place to the next. When we looked at that place of Jacob, when he began to wrestle with God, he began to say, I am not going to let you go until you bless me. But then after that, God said, this is the place I bless you, but build an altar here so that generations to come will remember what I've done for you. And you've got to remember that Jacob, who is now Israel, is now walking with God now as Israel, but before he's running from an enemy as Jacob. So in that place of conversion, God tells him, because he's asking God, he's got a hope to a thing, God, let me go back to my country, but I know I did my brother wrong, but I'm going to need you to walk with me. I'm going to need you to protect me through this process. Do you remember what I've done for you, Jacob? And guess what? If you remember God's goodness, it will make you struggle for God to bless you in that situation. Because you know what God is capable of. That he delivered Jacob's entire family from Laban, from the years of work and toil, with nothing to something, now to be able to go back to his country with gifts, with things that he could give his brother to make amends. He remembered that. He remembered the trick of Leah versus Rachel. Versus Rachel on the day he gets married. He remembers the trick. But now 7 years more. When is this going to end? So by the time he gets to that place, I know what you have done for me, God. You told me to put the sticks in crisscross, and they were going to create a certain type of thing. And look, this is what has become of it. Look how wealthy we are. We have the spotted goats. We have the blemished goats. We've got that those types of things. So when it comes to your great success in being a person who can succeed in life, you don't succeed alone, but you succeed by remembering God's goodness. Boy, that was good.
It surely was.
So let's see who we got on the phone who's ready to remember his goodness, to talk about the good success that they have had in their lives. And we want to hear from you. So there's no special thing. We're going to start opening the lines. 404, you've been on hold for a long time. You was waiting. You was waiting, wasn't you, girl?
Oh, yes. How you doing, Manifesting Rich Queen?
I am doing absolutely fabulous. I hope that my ability to communicate without my pictures was helpful for those who are listening. So what are you celebrating? What are you remembering?
well, I'm just so full, Rich Queen, I don't really know what to do because God is an awesome God. And this is Rhonda White, the Energizer in Atlanta, Georgia, rhondawhite.com.
Oh, Miss Rhonda, how are you doing? What a pleasure to have you on the line today.
Well, I am so blessed to be on with this. This is my first time listening to your show.
Yes.
I received a reminder from Blog Talk, and I said, you know, I'm able to listen. So when I saw the reminder from Blog Talk, I went ahead and called in and put it on speaker. But I just want to say very quickly to encourage all of the rich queens and manifesting rich queens that are listening to not give up on God and yourselves. And what I did this year with the help of Almighty Daddy God is I've been able to help catapult and shift many rich queens and kings across this nation, the United States, to not just walk in motivation, but in activation. You know, a lot of people are motivated, which I tell them that's having a tank full of gas, but that car can be sitting in the driveway full of gas, but until you get it in and move, and it won't help you. So I was helping people this year to activate and manifest to be able to do what God is calling to do, and I did it through many things, through Project Impact, teaching 31 minutes, 31 days with 31 people, $31. Did a relationship teaching with 10 couples. Did a mind, mouth, and money alignment teaching. Did Where's the Love? Did You Get It Done Yet? A night of accountability, helping people to see what they have done. Did it through Write That Book, Girl. And just so amazing of what God has done. So, and I just thank God. And so I want, just listening to you, I didn't know you were going to ask for us to share, but it is amazing when we look back and see what God has done. So I applaud you and all that you've done to help the people live the dreams that God has put in them and to not let them waste the breath of God inside of them. So I love and appreciate you. Blessings to you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Rhonda, and I'm so glad to have that opportunity. I know exactly who you are, and I want to just encourage you. We are women of like mind, and we have similar visions about helping women around the world, and I want to encourage you, girl, keep it up, keep moving forward, and boy, we are, let's do the celebration dance for Ms. Rhonda. All right, girl, you're loved and appreciated. You
yes,
have to see the craziness, girl. You ain't seen nothing. You listening, but this is crazy looking. So we love you, Ms. Rhonda, and thank you so much for joining us. All right, we want to go to our next caller. That's 214-376-3563. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right,
hello,
now
hello.
Celebrate with one of our favorite listeners, Ms. Rob.
Hey, I did my brand. I got my logo brand. Got
Uh-oh.
The book cover, still working. And, Coach, I text you this morning. I've been firing editors and didn't know why. And one of my WAN sisters has opened the door up to edit the book, and that is Miss Susan Diamond. And I am
All
so
right
blessed.
Now. That's a big celebration.
Yes, it
so
is.
So talk to
it
us
is.
Also about your GPS, God's Priority System.
God's Priority System. Coach has been working with me. I've been doing these videos talking about God's Priority System. I'm being able to get to a level of zero and grow spiritually, allow God to implore into you while you're working on your physical aspects. And since I've gone through the struggles for many years with my weight, God is helping me to do a devotional out of that and a book. And I was blessed by Pam Ross on Saturday. We had what we called after the WAN show weekend. So we had a call, and she said, Roz, you know, you're struggling because you have multiple things. So let's get to a focus. And with the help of sisters of Pam Ross, Linda Scott, and Carla Jones, I'm now focusing on the devotional. And Miss Susan this morning called me after the prayer call, and she opened the door up, and I didn't even know that she was an editor. And
wow.
I'm just so excited. So that means that the goals that I have put out, some of the things on that list, I have been able to check off and know that I can move forward. And just, Coach, as you were talking about Jacob, it made me think about a study that I had just even last night into the day. To discover your destiny like Jacob, God is a dream maker. God is a promise keeper. God is a whole giver. God is a living God. And when we're at level zero, he just makes himself available. And I love you and Sean, and I just want to say thank you. And this is a different voice from even 2 years ago. But I thank you because I'm just pushing forward the power to persist. Woo, 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 woo.
All right, it's time for that celebration dance. Woo! Okay. Thank you very much, Ms. Roz. We're coming to 214-661-0036. Another one of our favorite listeners. We know you by name, Miss Juanita Fleming. How you doing today? Come on, we got a lot to celebrate. Juanita, where are you? You're probably on mute or something. Let's go to 219-614-3504. 219, are you there?
Yes.
All right, who are we talking to? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. This is Fontanya Holt in East Chicago, Indiana.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Chicago, Indiana. She in both of them, one leg in one place and one in the other.
Amen, amen. I just wanted to just thank God for the path that he has me on. There's a lot that I have not seen yet, and I am just celebrating in the unseen, and I am trusting God, moving forward, embracing the divine connection, and I'm calling it done. And I just wanted to just say that and just believe God for just agreement on this line.
Yeah.
Amen. So the manifestation is to come in terms of me being an author, inspirational speaker. I'm a newly pronounced minister, and my ministry is actually helping abused women, formerly abused women, and just getting them on the path to living.
Wow. That's beautiful. That's something to celebrate, girl. You ready for the celebration dance? I told you we look crazy.
Yeah.
You ready? Ready?
If I'm wrong.
I know we're special, and I hope we're not hurting your ears. But, girl, that is awesome. We want to congratulate you certainly for even walking into this place of ministry. When you mentioned your new ministry, even as a new minister, if that's the case, I want to encourage you, honey, to stay the line, hold the line.
Amen.
Hold the line, because the Word of God is a plumb line. You know, it doesn't move to the left or the right, and we're going to ask you to hold the line, because we know that your life, literally, because you have chosen to answer this call, no matter, even for an audience of one, you are changing lives. When you change one life, you impact many destinies. So we want to encourage you and say we're so proud of you, and you are loved and appreciated. Please call in, check out Woman Act Now, be a part of that. Let it bless your life. Let us encourage you and undergird what you're doing. You hear all these ladies on the line. People have...
Yeah.
These are women that really, really have a heart of what we call connect working, and we have standards or principles by which we operate, and that's having a giving mentality, knowing that there's enough space for me and you. When I heard Ms. Rhonda, you know, I know that we do very similar things. We do we are women of the same like mind, but we have space for each other. If there's something that we can be supportive of each other, that's the kind of attitude we have here. So we want to encourage you, honey. You are not alone, but we are so excited for you. So what's in your future?
What's in my future?
Are you hoping? What's your hope? What's the whisper of hope in your life right now that God has whispered to you, something that you are to do? It is in your future. It is a hope to a thing for you. What is that thing?
To minister to her people.
All right. So I want to agree with you in prayer right now. And tell me your name again.
Fontanya.
Fontanya.
Fontanya. Did we get that right?
Yes.
You know, because I can't be praying for somebody else who ain't on the line, Fontanya. All right. So I want to just pray with you because let me tell you, honey, I believe that God is real. I believe the power of the Lord. And because you've called into our line today, I want to make sure that we take the opportunity to agree with the hope that God has placed in your life, that you will be a woman who walks in power, a woman who walks in authority, a woman who walks in the character of God. That, I mean, this is no left to the right, and this just keep coming to me, no plumb line. that you're moving Amen. Into. Listen to me. I'm trying to hold back, trying to prophesy. Let me go ahead and speak to the redemptive nature. And I don't even know who you are, but I know the woman of God who has just spoken
yes.
about her passion to help other people. My
yes.
prayer for you today and my hope for you is that you are a woman who will walk circumspectly before the Lord, that you will not compromise, that you will believe him, just like I've taught this teaching, hope to a thing, that God is the God of hope. He has whispered this hope to you, that you will not give up, you will not abandon this dream, this idea. God has given you the passion and the energy to take the risks that are in your heart, and you
mm-hmm.
can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to pray for you and have, I know I've got some powerful people on the line. We are
yes.
women. We are believers. We are activators. I love it, Ms. Rhonda, what you said. We're going to activate you right now, Ms. Fontaine.
Amen.
You don't know what you ran into today.
Amen.
It's activating
Amen.
You in a greater purpose, in a greater power for the things of the Lord in your life. So, Father, I just thank you for Fontaine. I thank you that you had her call in today to come
Amen.
Into a place of agreement with women who believe for her. We believe for her hope. We believe that the thing that she is hoping, that we see it now, Father, that you're going to begin to bring her into places, into opportunities, into relationships, that she will begin
yes.
to see,
yes.
not only have a hope, Father, that she will begin to put her belief in motion. She'll be able to walk and move and speak to the redemptive nature of the women and men in families,
yes.
Lord God,
yes.
children.
Yes.
She will begin
yes.
to speak to them, bring hope, bring life to them. And so, Father,
yes.
we pray for that anointing on her life. What a special, yes. special woman that desires
yes.
to go into tough places, to go into difficult places, to deal with
yes.
difficult issues. But, Lord, that you are empowering her today in such a greater way. And so, Father, we stand in agreement for your anointing on her life. So, Father, we just bless her, Father. We bless her now. All these women, I know y'all blessing her too. So, Father, we thank you for her in Jesus' name. Amen, girl. I'll be doing this on every program, but you might have started something.
Thank God.
Fontaine, I want you to know that you are loved. You are welcomed here. You can get to Woman Act Now. We just going to bless you, girl. We have a Woman Act Now prayer every Thursday morning. It will empower you to empower others. You will hear different prayers. You'll hear different women on that line. We write prayers that as you receive them, walk in them.
Yeah.
Share them
yeah.
with other people. You're going to bless their lives. You're going to be overwhelmed with the love, girl, with the love.
Yeah.
That woman you heard previously, Ms. Ross, who was talking
yeah.
about the GPS, God's priority
yeah.
system. She is one of our yeah. prayer leaders. She's going to bless your life.
Yeah.
And you can't just be calling in. She'd be all on your phone and blowing you up and everything, girl. So we want you to know that you are so loved. And you can always give me a call right here at 877-751-5700. When you feel like it's too hard to push through, we're going to push you and give you a little push on through that because you can do it. All right, girl.
Amen.
Love.
I receive that. Amen.
All right, for that next caller. Boy, wasn't that a blessing, Sean?
It surely was.
Hot diggity dog. I know 817-565-3250. I think you might have just joined us, but you might have been listening earlier. Are you there?
Yes.
You're like, yes. Is that Shamitra?
It sounds like
that's
a fan
listener.
Shamitra,
that's what she does. Yes. Yes, this is me.
And then she brings the power. Then she
yeah, brings come it. On. Bring it on. What are you going to celebrate? Ooh, we got a lot of celebrations for you already, Shamitra, and you ain't been around but for a few. So tell us, what are you going to celebrate today, honey?
I'm not going to say I'm going to celebrate anything, but what I heard just moments ago from God, and as I'm driving down the street, and as you were praying for Fontaine, and I could just feel the power of God just moving, and he just told me, and this is not just for me, but this is for whoever is listening, and wherever you are, I don't know what the weather is like everywhere else, but I'm driving in rain, and God said that he is preparing the ground. All you got to do is put it in there, and he's going to bring it up. So I don't know who that's for or what, but that's just what God just spoke to me as you are moving us forward and propelling us with the mighty word of God and just more confirmation that even with the weather, sometimes we give up on things because we look at the way that things look. But but you got to keep pressing forward and keep moving. And I posted it on your Facebook today. I guess I can celebrate that because I made a phone call to somebody, and I said, you know what, I'm not going to be pushed down. I said, Coach said, go to zero. I heard that, I did, and I said, let me speak to somebody that's going to do something for me. And as soon as I did that, I said, God, you do it. Next thing I know, the lady said, well, baby, what can I do for you? And I'm going to do this, 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 and this. And I said, that's what I'm talking about. I can be a zero. So I guess that's what I'm going to celebrate. And whoever else is listening, God is preparing the ground for you. Okay, go.
Wow. That's worthy of a celebration and a dance. Okay. People, y'all don't know what you're doing today because this is just off the chain. Thank you so much, Demetrius. In fact, I believe that, what you just shared is for everybody who's listening. And I think what I heard when she said it is that he's preparing the ground when it rains.
Yes.
You have to understand, when it rains, it actually is nourishment.
Yes, it is.
So it doesn't appear to be when we are out in it. It seems to be an inconvenience.
Yes.
But spiritually, when the rain comes, the rain is actually nourishment.
Yes, it is.
It is power that God is pouring into your life.
Mm-hmm.
But what's so amazing that I love that she said, she shared, is that because it has rained, it has also softened the earth, softened the ground, even the palatable ground in your own heart. God is softening because the seeds that have been sown are now starting to break forth. So I want to encourage you, that word is for all of us, so that, you know what, prepare yourself, keep pouring that seed out, but also the seed that you have sown, the ground is beginning to break because it's nourished enough for that seed to break forth and bring fruit and harvest in your life. Don't get caught up in the physical season of winter. You say, well, it's winter now, but not for you. So get yourself ready to have a continuous cycle of increase bursting forth with rapid fruitfulness. That's what I'm talking about. This is, life is about fruitfulness. All that other stuff, that's fruity. But this life is about fruitfulness, about you having a fruitful life. So, we got one of our favorite listeners on before we have to go. I want to give her another chance to see if she's there. Maybe she's in a meeting or something. Juanita, are you there?
Hello,
okay,
Coach?
Okay, Juanita. She was like, Coach, why you do me like that? So, anyway, like I was saying, people, today is about celebrating your success. You know, I've got a special guest in the studio with us today. Come on over here. Scoot over. There's a great man of God in the studio today. He couldn't even stand it. He had to come on back here. You know, all the energy and all the power that was flowing through. This young man, he's got some successes definitely to celebrate. He and I have been talking. We've been in relationship for over 20 years. We know, go way back, Mr. Reginald P. Mason. Not just Reginald Mason, Reginald P. Mason. Okay? This is my friend. This is my brother. And he is here with us today. So this whole program, Reggie, is about celebrating success. So what are we going to celebrate? Because we got to do the dance.
Well, I'm here that there was a, you know, to testify and to celebrate that. Obviously, my trip down here was very productive in terms of handling my assignment from God and to complete this victory on behalf of one of his children. And that this morning, God reached out to the person that I needed to talk to additionally
and
make herself available for this deposition. We have a significant case in which involves a homeowner who lost his home to some of the unscrupulous practices of a company by the name of GMAC Mortgage. And we are on the eve of trial, and some of this evidence we needed, it was out here in Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
And God lined it up and positioned it in a way that let me go have some spiritual refreshment and fellowship with my good friend Anna and Dr. McCoy.
Yes.
But in the meantime, and at the same time, God fertilized the ground to have the resources that I needed in terms of getting this information made available. The one witness who was under no obligation to show up this morning.
Yes.
The
who, by the way, you hadn't heard from by the time we went to sleep last night.
Correct. And the defense attorneys for GMAC Mortgage essentially tried to convince her and tamper, if you will, with the witness to say don't show up. But in all my emails to her, I would always conclude, God bless. God bless.
Wow.
She emailed me this morning, I'm available. So that's our success for today.
Right. So ready for the celebration day? You ready? You don't just do the dance. You just have to do it in a rhythm. You got to know it's a song. Everything is a song with Shauna. It started out as a holler, but did y'all notice it started as it ended as a song? That's because Shauna is gifted in music, and I'm just a helper. I'm trying to work with Shauna because I know what I want to celebrate. Okay, I decided. You remember last year, ladies? I decided I'm gonna learn how to play piano. When I challenged all of y'all to take 15 minutes to destiny and do something different in your life, well, I stuck with mine, and I'm still playing the piano. Now I got people like Shauna I got to work with. You know what I'm saying? Some talent you just can't work with. You know, I'm trying to write songs and work with this girl. I can't play with two chords, but I'm trying to get her on board. So I am celebrating the fact that now not only am I have learned how to play the piano, I need to learn more rhythm because I can't seem to get off there. However, I am also writing songs that I need Shauna to sing, but she's hard to work with. You know, I mean, I'm doing the best I can, you know, till I get in studio with the rest of my band to play these songs. So I want to celebrate that.
Sounds like Shauna is a virtuoso, and most virtuosos are difficult to work with.
Yes, yes. Right, so this is what we have to live with, you know what I mean? So somebody give me a celebration song for my great ability to play. I even call my teacher and say, you need some help, you need some backup, just give me a pattern. I can help you. He said, no, that's all right, Anna. I can play just about all the chords, but I don't know how to put them, where to play them. You know, but I'm doing a super job playing by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So it looks. Give me the celebration dance. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
1, 2, 3. I wanted to mess up, see if she would have noticed. But anyway, look at that. Even Randy was like, "What?" I'm crazy. But our favorite listener, Miss Juanita, called back into the show, and she wants me to know that she is available right now because we definitely want to hear from this young lady who, in my personal opinion, is just a fantastic individual. I am so, so very proud of her. She is phenomenal. She is a young woman. She has been walking with us here at Woman Act Now. Just her whole character and the integrity of who she is, I am so very blessed by. And just watching her growth,
mm-hmm.
Shauna has just been an amazing. Mm-hmm. So I want to celebrate her.
Glory.
Just for that.
Yeah.
Before I even hear from what she has experienced. And I think even as a part of that walk, mm-hmm. it's also a part of the celebration of the effectiveness, I think, of Woman Act Now in the lives of women. And Juanita, we're just so proud of you. Are you there?
Yes, Coach, I am here. I definitely appreciate the wonderful words that you just shared about me.
Oh, you are welcome because they are so very true, honey.
Yes, yes. But pretty much I want to celebrate. I have lots of touchstones that I could really just celebrate, but I just want to celebrate God and Jesus. I celebrate what he has done for me.
Yes.
I celebrate the fact that the mere fact how he saved me at a year, young age, how he captured my heart and began to point me towards him. I celebrate his mercy. I celebrate his grace.
Mm-hmm.
I just celebrate the fact how God has kept me in the midst of a lot of trials and tribulations. I have just really seen God be the keeper, be the savior, be the deliverer, be the healer that he are, that he is. And I just celebrate that. I celebrate what he's doing with me at this moment of time because I know he's not a man that he should lie in his words that he has spoken and decreed, declared to me personally and used others to confirm. Shield will not turn back to him void. So I just celebrate, you know, what God is going to use me to do, you know, in the earth realm, how helpful he's going to use me to be to others and resourceful that he's going to use me to be to others and just help just be a catalyst of change in the earth. So I just celebrate all that. I celebrate God, Jesus Christ,
Ooh.
And his power.
I tell you, that, I'm scared to dance on that one. We celebrate God with you, Miss Juanita, and we know how
sincere, but yet how powerful you are just in your spiritual walk and what your spiritual future is going to bring.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one thing we certainly know. We call Juanita JL because she is a woman who can get it done spiritually. She knows she has spiritual insight as it relates to spiritual warfare and prayer. So I want to make sure that, you know, this is just so awesome, is that we celebrate. And thank you for what a beautiful closing to our program today, that you would bring us all back to this place that we would all celebrate. And that's what remembering God's goodness is all about.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been just an exciting time. And it looks like we are out of time. My goodness, I've got other things to do in the earth. But people, you know I love you. You know, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So, so Shana, you want me to close us out today?
Yes, be sure to share with our listeners, too.
Well, listeners, you might not, you can hear me, but those of you on the broadcast, you cannot see me. But I do want to encourage you to Facebook and tweet this particular broadcast so that it can continue to bless a whole lot of lives and they can celebrate with you just as we have today. Remember that WAN activity for next week will be closed. We will resume all WAN activity on January the 2nd. You are loved and appreciated. For those of you who are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we will be at Sophisticated Seconds on tomorrow for our WAN, our annual, I'm so excited because you're just going to love it, but for our annual holiday affair, and it's entitled Do You. So ladies, come on out, put on your cute clothes, buy a whole lot more cute clothes, have some fun, we're going to laugh, we're going to talk, we're going to hug, we're going to connect, and most of all, we're going to support each other and push you on your way, because next year is your year for all that God has purposed for you to do. Remember, this is Woman Act Now. I am Shana Stallworth, our Master Coach Anna McCoy, and our special guest, Reginald Mason. We're signing off now saying, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year, make it a great one. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everybody.